Not so long ago, smokes up used to be the cliche of budget headline writing in Australia, with large sections of the population resenting every extra 5 cents on a packet of 20. Now smokers are a dwindling minority and price hikes, much bigger than that, are seen as a public health measure as much as a revenue raiser. The Treasurer will tonight match Labor's policy and announce a continuing steep rise in tobacco excise. It means a packet of cigarettes will cost about $40 in 2020. Lexi Matherall reports.
Finding smokers to interview is not as easy as it would have been even a decade ago, but there are still a few hangers-on.
So how much do you pay for a packet of cigarettes at the moment?
Usually I pay around $25 for 25 cigarettes.
25-year-old student Yelchin says it's much tougher being a smoker in Australia than it is in his homeland of Germany.
I even get the impression that smoking marijuana, for example, is like less, like much more accepted from the community and the society than smoking cigarettes. Like, because you're just considered as a bad person if you smoke in Australia.
For almost two decades, tobacco excise was indexed to inflation until 2010, when there was a one-off increase in excise of 25%. In 2013, the former Labor government increased the excise again by 12.5% per year for 4 years. 21-year-old Hanare Wioni says the recent hikes in cigarette prices make him ration his cigarettes.
Definitely, it's impacted a lot. You choose when you want to smoke, so then you make sure the smokes last.
Tonight, the Treasurer will announce the government is matching Labor's policy to keep increasing tobacco excise. There'll be a series of 12.5% increases in excise for each of the next 4 years. That means in 2020, a packet of cigarettes will cost about $40. Most of the smokers PM spoke to, like Samantha, said that would be enough to make them quit.
That would mean just quit straight up. Yeah, I can't afford 40. No way. It's already expensive as it is. I find at the end of the week I've probably spent $200 just on smoke, so yeah.
The chief executive of the Cancer Council of Australia, Sanchia Aranda, says a third of cancers in Australia are preventable, like skin cancer and cancers related to alcohol consumption or diet and weight. She says lung cancer is the most significant preventable cancer.
There are about a third of cancers in Australia are preventable, so around 37,000 cancers, and around 17,000 of those are related to smoking. So it's still the most important preventable cancer on our landscape.
Professor Aranda says price is an important factor in people's decision to smoke.
Every time you increase the excise, consumption goes down. We would anticipate if there were four of these recurrent tobacco increases over time, that about 320,000 current smokers would attempt and be likely to quit as a result of all four increases. And about 40,000 teenagers would be likely to be deterred from taking up smoking.
In the early 90s, about a quarter of all Australians aged over 14 smoked. Now it's closer to 13%. 52-year-old Joanne has been smoking for 40 years. She's weathered the tougher measures on smokers and says she won't be quitting now.
What would you cut back on then, do you think, to pay for your cigarettes?
Travel. Yep, tourism.
Have you changed your behaviour at all as taxes have gone up in the last few years?
Not at all. It's not going to stop me. You either want to smoke or you don't.
After the sharp fall in smoking rates in recent decades, many remaining smokers are rusted on, like Joanne. But Professor of Health Policy at Curtin University, Mike Daube, says there is still room for smoking rates to fall further.
I think we're on the verge of becoming effectively a smoke-free society. Certainly, if these tax increases continue, no question, in my view, that by 2025 we'll be down to less than 5% adult smoking and negligible smoking amongst kids.
Professor of Health Policy at Curtin University, Mike Daube, ending Lexi Matherall's report.